Mother Earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Living creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be. And we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings. Hastan anila nijone gosha bothya, nijone gosha bothya. Hey, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Akwai, greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwai, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending native lands and indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Hey! music from the drum Blackstone off their Kenyon Records CD, Round Dance Singing, with the Logan Alexis Singers. The name of that song was Young Runner. In many Native societies, elders often chose a young person of strong character and physical endurance to carry information to another village. This would at times require running long distances. A runner would have to be mindful not to get distracted from their task as messengers. The job of being a runner was considered a special honor. Ashkwe, greetings and hello everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Today's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices edition is Program 5 of Wolf Mountain Radio's series entitled Voices for Justice, Conversations with Youth Activists. One definition of justice from the dictionary is fairness or reasonableness, especially in the way people are treated and how decisions are made. Yad Kiddushi Native Center expands this definition to include our Mother Earth and all life. This concept of treating each other and the biosphere with dignity and respect is the basis of Yad Kiddushi Native Center's mission. It is the central focus of most every Wolf Mountain Radio program. There are many aspects of justice, legally and morally. Many justice issues are interconnected. Examples include cultural, racial, ethnicity, social, religious, gender, age, geographic, professional work status, educational levels, economic, energy, and environmental. Justice issues should also be considered as universal human rights, as well as the right of nature to be protected around the globe. Today's program features Voices for Justice. They are conversations with youth activists who are willing to share their views on a variety of issues with listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio. These interview topics are as varied as are my program guests. What they all have in common is their sincerity of concern and willingness to try to fight for justice. Voices for Justice, Conversations with Youth Activists, took place during Encuentros in Immokalee, Florida, a poor rural town in southwest Florida near where Yad Kiddushi Native Center is located. Encuentro is a Spanish term for gathering. Every year, Yad Kiddushi Native Center has the privilege to attend a national gathering of young people who are dedicated to standing up for poor people's dignity and human rights. The annual Immokalee Encuentro is hosted by the Student Farm Worker Alliance. SFA is a decentralized network of diverse organizations and individuals working together for justice. The primary focus of SFA is being an ally to the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, CIW. Most Wolf Mountain Radio listeners have heard many of our programs about the Coalition's efforts to defend themselves from social and economic exploitation by America's agribusiness, food, and restaurant industry. The poverty and oppressive working conditions faced mostly by immigrant labor who harvest much of the fruits and vegetables Americans eat is nothing less than modern-day slavery. It is, as journalist Edward R. Murrow's classic documentary film title says, a harvest of shame. The grim reality of agricultural workers in farm fields and in food packing plants is little known by the general public. Abusive working conditions, payment level below a fair living wage, exemption from labor rights, lack of safety regulations, police harassment, racism, substandard housing, and serious environmental health problems are the types of injustices occurring in Immokalee and in many other places in America and around the world. These issues are very important to Yad Kiddushi Native Center because as most listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio know, I, like many other native peoples in the world, have been a farm worker. In North America not too long ago, before immigrant labor, much of the farm work was done by Native Americans. I grew up harvesting blueberries, cranberries, potatoes, apples, and working in horticulture. I remember working long hours for very little money. In those days, racism and lack of respect by the growers was common, as it still is towards the mostly Central American and Haitian workers who are the predominant labor force. Many of us American Indians were, like present-day workers, exposed to and made sick by agrochemical fertilizers, herbicides, and insecticides. This is one of the reasons why I became a professional ecologist, in order to fight against the poisoning of the people, land, and waters. This is a serious example of what many call environmental racism. Yadkidishi Native Center's support of the Coalition of Markley Workers since its inception in 1995 has introduced me to many fine people, workers, student activists, community organizers, interfaith clergy, some members of the media, and even a few politicians who have an interest in these issues. Networking with people who care about injustice, especially the many students and young people across the country, gives me encouragement to continue my activism. I hope my conversations with the different program guests you will hear will likewise motivate you to fight for justice. The issues, campaigns, protest actions, and achievements of the Coalition of Markley Workers and their Student Farm Worker Alliance allies are well described on both CIW and SFA websites. Ways in which people can get involved and support this justice movement, as well as learning more about the struggle, are urged to visit CIW and SFA's websites, which are www.ciw-online.org and www.sfalliance.org for more information. I also want to remind Wolf Mountain Radio listeners that Yadkidishi Native Center has produced many Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices radio programs about the Coalition of Markley Workers, agribusiness, and farm workers' struggles that can be heard anytime on the internet station radioforall.net. That website is www.radioforall.net. Well, today's program conversations include CIW issues, since Encuentro participants are in the Markley in order to support the coalition. Many of the views expressed by my guests encompass other serious topics those of us who are concerned about the well-being of all life care for. Thank you for listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yadkidishi Native Center. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. One of the most enjoyable aspects of attending the annual Encuentros is the opportunity for me to talk with participants who come from various geographic and cultural backgrounds. Some are longtime activists who represent a national organization or campaign that supports the Coalition of Markley Workers and Student Farm Worker Alliance. Other participants may represent a community group that is an ally to CIW-SFA. There are also some young people who are new to social justice issues and are here for their first time. In addition, Encuentro participants range in age from high school students to graduate school. Above all, the Encuentro is a space where people can openly share ideas and experiences in an atmosphere of respect and equality for everyone while we work for justice and broader efforts for creating a better world. It is now Saturday night, September 20, and the Encuentro's cultural evening event is taking place in the Coalition of Markley Workers new community center. Thus far, it's been a great 2.5 days of networking and workshops. Tonight's Café Cultura is one of the highlights of the Encuentro. Different expressions of music, dance, song, and poetry are shared together. Cultural arts is a special way of community organizing and movement building. My first two guests, Chicano artists Nico and Olmeca, performed a great word poetry expression. I want to welcome both of them to Wolf Mountain Radio.
My name is Nico and I come from a place called Boyle Heights, east of Los Angeles. I'm just honored to be this far away from what I consider my home and actually relate to people and work in solidarity with the brothers and sisters down here, because in reality we're in one struggle. As indigenous people, we should be in defense of one thing, and that's Mother Earth. So we work with dignity and we work with love, the love that we have for our people, our culture, and of course our mother, and that is Earth. And I think that's one of the most important things, is to understand every action that we do should be based out of love. Because every time that we react on hatred against somebody else, if our actions are based on anger, usually we regret those actions. But if they're based out of love, we expect nothing in return. And so this struggle here is based from love, that love that we have for everything that surrounds us, everything that the Creator put here for us. I think that's the most important thing.
Nico, earlier this evening you performed a very special word poetry that spoke about traditions. As an indigenous person who tries to live and honor my native cultural spiritual traditions and encourage others to follow theirs, I was very moved by your words. For the benefit of our worldwide radio listeners, would you now please share one of your expressions?
Of course. I think I opened it up with something where I speak about our traditions. Nowadays, we're getting this mixture of, I guess, assumptions of what we do and how we honor Mother Earth and all the elements around us and the 4 or 6 directions when you go through the whole ceremony. And this was based on that, like a reaction from people trying to tell us or implement their ideas on us, saying that in a way what we do is new age thinking. And in reality, we're not new age thinkers, we're old way seekers, right? We're old way seekers, understanding that we're children of the sun, and as indigenous, there's no need for us to run from no migra or a pig with a gun. We walk in search for balance here on Mother Earth. We ain't afraid to climb back into her womb, like the day that I heard her cry, cause she told me that her veins are rivers and they're going dry, and that my people are being poisoned by pollutants in the skies, like helicopters that flew over ghetto spraying pesticide, and my people, my kids, are prescribed Ritalin, committing suicide. Trust me, if it wasn't for our labor, they want all of us to die. Like Rockefeller once said, we don't need them to think. Why do you think Geronimo, Sitting Bull, and Zapata are buried 6 feet deep? But go ahead, go back to sleep, cause you are in the land of the free. So keep getting high, but when you come back down, our people, our kids are still dying. So don't call it medicine as an excuse for the abuse, cause medicine should only be used to heal. For those of you that don't know what I'm talking about weed. Cause if you got time to roll some blunts, then you got time to read. Seeking the root of truth and the words of our ancestors, Amaya, Pancheve, cause only it can set us free. It's like understanding that I am we, just like he is she and she is he. And we are all one, children of Mother Earth and Father Sun.
Ay, qué lástima me da,
Son del Centro, off their 2006 CD entitled Mi Jarana Es Mi Fusil. The name of that traditional San Jeroco style music was La Guacamaya. Son del Centro is performing tonight here in the Coalition of Markley Workers New Community Center. Every year, members of Son del Centro participate in the Encuentro. It is a great pleasure for me to see them here each year. Son del Centro's cultural arts not only help keep alive their Mexican heritage, but importantly inspires their Santa Ana, California community to empower themselves to achieve what the people need. Nico in Olmeca, listening to your spoken word performances earlier in the evening, one thing that came to me is how people can also be colonized by words. Terminology can create borders within the mind to the point where people are labeled or classified with a certain characterization. This border mentality is a disease. It is how racism and xenophobia can become part of a person's mentality. Olmeca, you've been sitting here patiently. Would you please speak?
My name is Olmeca from Los Angeles. We're here with our brothers and sisters here in Imokalee. The question of mental borders, our compañero subcomandante Marcos once mentioned when he was in TJ about 2 years ago, if we continue to put these borders on us, let's say because you're indigenous, and then because you're a woman, then because you're black, and then because you're a farm worker, you continue to put these borders, soon enough you're going to find a person that's absolutely and totally isolated from everything else. So what we are trying to do with our music and the efforts being made by many people, including the CIW, trying to get rid of borders, not just the nation state borders, but the borders that we place amongst each other as human beings, having an understanding of a connection with the earth, having the understanding that we're connected as human beings with the spirit and the desire to want to do good for one another. There is a system that continues to put us at odds with each other by constructing these borders, by saying you're not the same because you're a woman, you're not the same because you're black, you're not the same because you're brown. Because you're brown, you should live here. Because you're black, you should live here. Because you're a farm worker, you should live under these conditions. Because we're white, we should live under these conditions. And so it's a systematic approach to annihilation. It's a new type of genocide, not only for our own people, but for everybody else. So we continue to fight, we continue to talk about these things, we continue to struggle. Because that in itself, breaking those borders, is a struggle in and of itself. And it's a revolution in and of itself. We continue to fight this through our music, through our words, through our poetry, and our organizing.
Nico, do you have anything to add to what Olmeca has just said?
Olmeca just put it eloquently with recognizing that and understanding that the fight lives within you, within ourselves, and being a community without borders, a community that is beyond that, you know, making those connections. That's the way we're going to get through this. By us deconstructing those borders, not only the physical ones, but the most important ones are the mental ones. We're going to take that power away from them and return it back to who it belongs to, which is the people, which is all the living life forms in this planet, in our mother. And that's very important. We need to take that power back. We need to be free. And that's what we do when we deconstruct these borders in our mind. They may be able to put those borders physically, but if we deconstruct them mentally, then we take that power back. And that's very important. One of the other things that's very important too is also when we're talking about erasing borders, doesn't mean that we're eradicating people's customs and traditions. A lot of times we get caught up in this idea of a revolutionary melting pot. We're not talking about that at all. We're talking about coming together with our differences, with our own culture, tradition, and with our own understanding of the way the world functions according to us. Coming together with those differences and celebrating those differences. Being able to understand that when we talk about revolution, being revolutionary, being a rebellious, being against the system, what we're really talking about is the healing of the heart and finding a way for us to live with dignity. A revolution sometimes can also become a flip side of a different type of power, but a type of power that's also controlling the mind, a type of power that's also controlling the human spirit, under the guise or under the understanding of revolution. That's not the revolution we're talking about. We're talking about a liberation of economic control within our communities, eradicating economic control and power from corporations, from governmental agencies, not giving it back to the community. We're not talking about Robin Hood type of thing here. We're talking about people exercising the power that they already have within. And so for us to be able to find a way, connect in one way or another, whether it's music, whether it's information that you're receiving somewhere else, whether it's a certain practice that you're accustomed to, whether it's a participation in a struggle like the CIW, to find a way for you to deconstruct this idea of powerlessness. And basically, by practicing those things, you would be actually practicing the power that's already within. And so we're talking about the healing of the heart and living with dignity, as opposed to fighting against a system of oppression for the sake of revolution and for me to be in power. We're talking about power to all at once, horizontality versus this vertical approach of Eurocentrism.
Yo, Don't you know we're talking about a revolution? Sounds don't you know we're talking about a revolution? It sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know we're talking about a revolution? It sounds. We're people gonna rise up and get their share. We're people gonna rise up and take what's there. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, run, run. About a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh, no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, while they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds. And finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh, no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, no. Talking about a revolution.
Music from singer-songwriter Tracy Chapman off her Elektra cassette recording entitled Tracy Chapman. The name of that song was Talking About a Revolution. In the mid-1980s, after I returned from a year as a journalist in Central America, I had the great pleasure to become friends with Tracy Chapman. Tracy was a university student in the Boston area. I was active in social justice issues and native rights while hosting Wolf Mountain Radio and co-producing Radio Free South Africa on WMFO-FM, a Boston area radio station. Tracy often visited the studio and played her music live. We also participated in a number of Native American and anti-apartheid Free South Africa events in the Boston area. That was a special time in my life. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yad Kiddushi Native Center. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. I am here in Immokalee, Florida, speaking with students and young people attending the 4th annual SFA Encuentro. I am here in the Coalition of Immokalee Workers Community Center, enjoying tonight's Cafe Cultura. I've been speaking with two fine cultural artists, Nico and Omeka, who are sitting here next to me. Listening to both of you as spoken word artists supports the importance of speaking the correct indigenous name of a geographic place and the name people of those places call themselves. This is why you and listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio often hear me first say those correct names, then followed by the expression, what in English is now called blank blank. It is important to remind people that just because many places have been brutally colonized and renamed by those who stole our homelands, we indigenous peoples who are the descendants of the ancestors still remember and honor our ancient places by using the traditional names of our lands and peoples. When asked where I am from, I respond by saying I come from Wabanaki Territory, what is now called the state of Maine, and a portion of what is now called Eastern Canada. This is why it is so important to say Abiyala when referring to what is now called Central America. Words have power in spirit. Do either of you, Nico or Omeka, wish to comment on this?
Tupac Enriquez from Arizona said that how can we expect for them to give us anything back? We need to take it back. And recognizing that we should not call this continent America, we should call it as an indigenous term, Abiyala, as the indigenous conference did, you know, come up with that agreement of Abiyala and all nation, all native peoples coming together and recognizing this as Abiyala. And when we refer to it as so, instead of reinforcing the colonizer's way of saying this is America, when in reality it's not. This is Pachamama, Turtle Island, Anahuac. This is Abiyala.
And so part of the European decolonization process is using correct names, as you just said, because if we keep on saying Florida or the United States or Mexico, then that's just legitimizing what is really illegitimate to begin with, because as I said earlier today, our peoples have had treaties with each other thousands of years before Europeans ever left the Mediterranean. I want both of you to know how much I appreciate your music and poetry, as well as sharing your insights with Wolf Mountain Radio's worldwide listeners. It was a privilege talking with you. I often like to ask program guests if they have any final thoughts to say to our global radio audience.
One of the last things that I would like to mention is that it's a beautiful struggle. It's a crazy life, but it's a beautiful struggle. And finding compañeros and compañeras throughout the world, throughout the continent, especially indigenous brothers and sisters, Chicano, Chicana, and native peoples from all over, is heartwarming, because we're finding ourselves in a time where we have to look back to our traditions in order to be safe and sound. Through that aspect, through that perspective, be able to fight a new world system that has existed for several years compared to our own traditions and our ancestry. So we got to look back in order to move forward.
Before my other brother here shares his final words, I want to say that we are living in a special sacred time, a time as it was foretold that we of this seventh generation of indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere would again reestablish our traditional cultural spiritual life ways. What I am briefly mentioning is the prophecy of the eagle, hawk, and condor, a time when indigenous peoples of North, Central, and South America would reawaken and unify against the centuries of colonization. It is wonderful to see this beginning to happen, even with the racism, xenophobia, and oppression people of culture still suffer from the past 516 years here in the Western Hemisphere. This resurgence is not just a political, social, and economic indigenous peoples movement. It is also a cultural regrowth based on native spiritual ways that come from Mother Earth and our ancestors, our Nitche Tonganooks.
The eagle and the condor, this year, 2008, is actually one of the years that we have the sacred run. We have runners who are praying as we speak right now with exercise of the legs, connection to Mother Earth, breathing in and out, connecting themselves to the elements. So it's very important. Another thing that I would like to point out is that when we speak about revolution, it's really an evolution. It's really coming to like evolutionize to a place where we were already at before. We were there already. And so we were actually pushed back. Now we need to re-evolutionize ourselves to a place where we existed already, where we lived in harmony with all the elements. And we do this out of love. And in that spirit, since we do it out of love, it's born out of love. Every day and any day should be a good day to die, resisting the oppressor.
Thank you. You are listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitichi Native Center. Yat-Kitichi Native Center defends Mother Earth and the cultural lifeways of indigenous peoples throughout the world. Yat-Kitichi Native Center is an intertribal culture and arts, environmental protection, social justice, and news media organization. Yat-Kitichi Native Center portrays Native peoples and their worldviews in a more accurate and in-depth depiction of both our ancestral and contemporary cultures. Yat-Kitichi Native Center serves to educate by providing a deeper understanding of our diverse cultures, arts, values, histories, and contemporary situations. Yat-Kitichi tries to honor traditional ways by instilling an appreciation and respect for Mother Earth and tribal peoples throughout the world. Yat-Kitichi Native Center educates the public on important issues facing indigenous communities. We work in support of intertribal, cultural, environmental, and social justice issues by networking with other organizations and events which share our concerns. Yat-Kitichi Native Center serves as a focal point for Native news and information. We maintain a documentary library for networking with the Native and international press. Yat-Kitichi Native Center's Speakers Bureau provides spokespersons for school programs, conference speakers, and community presentations. Yat-Kitichi Native Center is experienced in planning, promoting Native forums, symposiums, powwows, and cultural events. Yat-Kitichi's Mishkwinataki Environment Program protects Mother Earth through conservation and restoration projects. Yat-Kitichi's Environmental Education Program focuses on curriculum development, teacher training, and nature field trips. We are members of the professional organization, the North American Association of Environmental Education. Yat-Kitichi Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio Program, Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, honors Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world by being a voice for our ancestors, contemporary, and future generations. Native peoples throughout the world are concerned for the well-being of sacred Mother Earth, tribal sovereignty, and respect for cultural lifeways. If you appreciate hearing Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, we ask you, our listeners, to help financially support our program to stay on the air. Wolf Mountain Radio is an all-volunteer production. Any financial contribution to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices will be greatly appreciated. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. We welcome your comments and suggestions. Please feel free to contact us about our consulting services, or if you or your organization is interested in hosting a speaker or educational forum. To contact Yat-Kitichi Native Center, write to Yat-Kitichi Native Center, 1731 16th Avenue Northeast, Naples, Florida, 34120, USA. Yat-Kitichi Native Center sincerely thanks you. Aho, Kinawatakwasin, to all of our relations.
The music you heard prior to our Yat-Kitichi Native Center program identification was from Peruvian native flutist Tito La Rosa off his Silverwave Records CD entitled The Prophecy of the Eagle and the Condor. That song was the title track, Prophecy of the Eagle and the Condor. As was briefly mentioned earlier in today's conversation, this prophecy refers to a renewal of indigenous peoples' cultural spiritual lifeways. It speaks of a time when Native peoples of what is now called North, Central, and South America would come together again and reestablish our traditional relationships with each other. In 1992, there was a historic gathering of Native peoples of the Western Hemisphere in Quito, Ecuador. The name of that encuentro was the First Continental Meeting of Indigenous Peoples on the 500 Years of Indian Resistance. At that council, the ancient prophecy was retold. The Quito Encuentro also spoke about the importance of Indigenous peoples to share our Earth ethics with all of humanity in order to help create a global society that is based on reverence for Mother Earth and all life. Indigenous peoples throughout the world are coming together more and more. We are trying to speak about the many serious issues impacting our biosphere and future generations, and urging people to respect and care for each other in all life. Well, dear friends, we're nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. I wish to again express my appreciation to Nico and Omeka for sharing their views today on Wolf Mountain Radio. Please visit the Coalition of Markley Workers and Student Farm Worker Alliance's websites for more information, www.ciw-online.org and www.sfalliance.org. Please listen next time for Program 6 of Voices for Justice, Conversations with Youth Activists from the Immokalee Encuentro. Yad Kiddushi Native Center, host and producer of Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, encourages worldwide listeners to get involved in campaigns and actions for justice, however you can and wherever you live. The society we now have and the type of life future generations will inherit depends upon everyone everywhere working together for a better world for all. We shall conclude today's program with music by Native singers Louis Gani and Branson Gorman, off their Canyon Records CD, Rhythms Within a Turquoise Dream. The name of this morning song is Melodies of the Heart. Sunrise is a sacred time in Native societies. It is when we offer prayers to the Creator and to the spirit beings in appreciation for our lives and all of our relations of the natural world. Kinon Wontakwasin. Thank you for listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. Aho, Kinon Wontakwasin, to all of our relations.
Songs of the sacred circle, melodies of the heart, taking me away, carrying me away. Hey, da, wa, na, na, hey, na, hey, na. Songs of the sacred circle, melodies of the heart, taking me away, carry me away, it is through the morning mist, I offer you my song. Holy people hear me, recognize my voice. It is through the morning mist, I offer you my song. Holy people hear me, recognize my voice. Sounds of the sacred circle, melodies of the heart, taking me away, carry me away, hey, I wanna know, hey, I'm not, hey, no. Sounds of the sacred circle, melodies of the heart, taking me away, carry me away, hey, I wanna know, hey, I'm not, hey, no, no. Sounds of the sacred circle, melodies of the heart, taking me away, carry me away, hey, I wanna know, hey, I'm not, hey, no. Sounds of the sacred circle, melodies of the heart, taking me away, carry me away, it is through the morning mist, I offer you my song. Holy people hear me, recognize my voice. It is through the morning mist, I offer you my song. Holy people hear me, recognize my voice. Songs of the sacred circle, melodies of the heart, taking me away, carry me away, hey, I wanna know, hey, I know, hey, no. Songs of the sacred circle, melodies of the heart, taking me away, carry me away, hey, I wanna know, hey, I know, hey, no. It is through the morning mist, I offer you my song. Holy people, hear me, recognize my voice. It is through the morning mist, I offer you my song. Holy people, hear me, recognize my voice. I love the sacred circle, melodies of the heart, taking me away, carrying me away. And I wanna know, and I know, and sons of the sacred circle, melodies of the heart, taking me away, carrying me away. And I wanna know, and I know, and